Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of War Beauty Wednesday on Jedi Realist Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Hey, how you doing? How's it going, guys? So I have a full house right now, and they're all looking at me on my phone. And so I tell you guys how I do this. I get on the phone because I have to call in for this thing. And then so now I look like I'm just on a phone call talking to myself the whole time, addressing my kitchen full of people. Thankfully, they're all used to that. So it's just really funny for them to see me with the phone to my ear. Normally I have like a pro headset and it's like it's really cute and I look really professional and super cool. But not tonight, because of reasons. And I'll get to that here in a second. But how are you guys doing? How is everybody doing? I like to check in with you guys, make sure that you are practicing Ellie. And so what has happened in the last week since we podcasted? I'm going to be honest with you, coronavirus, I don't remember anything anymore. It all blends together into one giant clusterfuck. So that's about how I feel. Oh, yeah. So last week we talked about the Trump rally that was happening on Juneteenth that he changed to June 20th. So that was a thing that happened. The Trump rally happened for those. And you guys know that War Beauty Wednesday is an apolitical show. I don't really care if you're a Republican, a Democrat. I don't care who and what you support as long as you're not a Nazi, because if you are, fuck you. That's pretty much my only stance on the matter. Ah, man. But there's really no major news for all of my Americano listeners, which is most of you. And, yeah. So the media has been dying down. I hope you guys still take seriously. You guys know there's currently a rise in, as I'm being pointed out, that, by the way, COVID's on the resurgence. So we have never finished the first wave of COVID, and I know everyone thinks it's a hoax, but regardless of if you think it's a hoax or if you are paralyzed with fear from it, just be smart, you guys. Just be smart, be safe, wear your damn mask. It's mandatory pretty much in every state for the most part. Just wear the stupid cloth over your face, all right? Just, yeah, plus 30% disease resist. So, yeah, that's really all I have to say to you guys. And that I love you. Thank you for listening. You know, we're going to get this out of the way early in case I don't remember to say it. So you may be wondering, oh, what are you guys going to talk about tonight? Well, it's really so funny you asked that, because I actually have a super special surprise. Super special surprise. I'm going to put this. Here we go. Oh, man. All right. Y'all win the game. So imagine being me, right, in my little land, and here I am just doing my podcast, doing my thing, and a legend drops out of the sky, literally just drops out of the sky. They're looking outside for said legend. Legend. I don't know if you guys can hear him in the background. However, I do have the legendary, the infamous, the beholden, the beloved, the feared, the mighty, the Jedi Master, the guy with the unicorn in his Starbucks teacup,
cheers.
Jedi Opie McLeod. Opie, thank you for being here.
Happy to be here. Hello, everybody on War Beauty Wednesday. Hi to the in-person audience.
We have a live in-studio audience today, you guys.
Yes.
This is rare.
Wonderful. And so, hello, and I'm happy to talk about this topic, which has not yet been revealed that we are going to talk about.
Okay, so true story, you guys. You may think I'm cool and plan these out, but I got to tell you, I have a general idea of what I'm going to yap to you about, but then, you know, DC gets lit on fire and it derails the whole plan. Oh, okay, so we'll get this out of the way since it's the last June podcast. Pride. And I know we're going to talk about the gay agenda at some point, but obviously the world was on fire, so we can't talk about the gay agenda right now. But
gay it up,
yeah. I mean, yeah, we could gay it up. A lot of lesbians in this house. Woo! So yeah, we have Opie McLeod with us, and you know, you never thought you'd see the day, but here it is. He's been a longtime friend of mine. For those who don't know who he is, and you don't know that I'm a Jedi, in which case I don't know how you found this podcast, but
check out the American Jedi documentary available on Amazon and other streaming services such as YouTube and other places.
iTunes
as well. Any images you see of me would need clarification and discussion, so we can talk about that at some other point.
Right. So you guys can actually contact Opie, and he's the owner and operator and brilliant mastermind behind Jedi Living. For those who are part of the community who don't know what that is, Jedi Living is one of the many Jedi communities online that has a training program and people that will interact with you, and they're a lot friendlier than some of the other places.
Can be. Absolutely.
Right.
We will say hello to some people.
And some people we will not say hello to.
Maybe. It depends.
I don't know. Just try it. Find out. See what happens.
Yeah.
If you hate it, let me know. Tweet me at OG Warbeauty.
You can check it out. Yeah. It's open for everybody.
Right. Ken Verify. It's a great training program. If you guys don't know, he also wrote books. He's currently writing books, and they're out there in the world for you guys to have. I own all of them. They're fantastic.
Situational Jedi is also, that's available. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble's online. You can get the, paperback version. There you go. That's the only book I'll promote.
Yay! So, I didn't really have a topic for you guys today. But that's okay, because we can just make it up on the spot. I do have my special guest with me. And this is, Okay, so let me just clarify. Like I said, Opie and I have been friends for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And we do talk to each other and see each other outside of the documentary. So
sure.
Our whole life isn't just Jedi with one another. We do have a pretty tight friendship. And sometimes you just, when the two hermits of the Jedi community decide that they, want to be a hermit somewhere else, we're like, hey, let's go do this hermit activity and not talk to each other in this location. And we're like, sure, that sounds great. And then on site for I've ordered. That's really funny. I just found out, guys. I live in Washington, D.C., the Secret Service has now tested positive for coronavirus, which is funny to me, but at the same time, I already knew that most of Washington, D.C. had coronavirus. That's not a secret to anyone living in this area, but it is apparently news to the rest of the country. Let me tell you firsthand, most of the government has coronavirus, so don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
I don't know. We want to talk about the community, a community, any community. Love, hate, joy, passion, organizational skills.
Are these topics just being thrown out there, or are we actually touching on any of this?
No, that's just me giving you ideas. He's drinking from a unicorn. Well, he's drinking from a Starbucks cup. There is a unicorn in it.
Yeah.
It's also very hot in this house. I just felt the need to report that to you guys.
It is
79
degrees.
79. No, don't turn it on because then it's going to be all loud.
Yeah, and then you're going to mess up the audio.
Right, you're going to mess up the audio.
These are professional issues.
And then she gets cold.
We're working with the most professional tools, you guys.
Yeah, this is the best podcast I've ever been a guest on.
Right, I was really prepared.
It is the only podcast I've ever been a guest on, but the best. So.
Hey, and that's an A+ for War Beauty Wednesday, so You know, you heard it here first.
Disneyland delays
the reopening. I guess Disneyland also delayed their reopening. You know, I said I don't know what's going on in the world, and all of a sudden the live in studio audience is like,
here's what's going on in the world.
Right, they're like, and this is trending on Twitter.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. It's all trending on Twitter. Wow. Cannot talk tonight. I don't know. What do you guys want to hear about?
Well, it would be good if you had some sort of audience feedback.
I don't know.
But
my audience is right in front of me.
I meant other people currently listening to this at this present moment.
I tell them all the time to message me.
Studio.
Why? Did you never tell them where to message you?
I do. I tell them all the time to message me on Jedi Realist Radio's Facebook page. You can shout out to me there. You can also find me on War Beauty on Facebook myself.
Would you get those notifications while you're using your phone?
No.
Oh, so then it's useless.
All right. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed Opie because I'm going to kill him. I'm just kidding.
I'm
not
going to
kill him. Let's do it.
How has being a Jedi changed your life?
Oh, how has being a Jedi changed our life? Boy, is that a topic.
That's
interesting. We got 20 minutes.
We got 20 minutes.
You want to build that one first?
Okay, sure. So is... I joined the community when I was like a teenager, you guys. So 2004 is when I first stepped into the whole community, and I was at Force Academy, which I go over this in the documentary, by the way. Shout out.
You really don't.
It's you know, a lot of people attribute some of my sort of skill and meditation skill and sort of self-mastery skill to being a martial artist and to being in the military. But I will tell you guys that actually I came into those things with a lot of that skill because it actually came from being in the Jedi community, as hard as that is to believe for a lot of people. Back in those days, the community, well, yeah, it was, you know, kind of whose dick is bigger. I was so young, I didn't care about any of that stuff. So I really just buckled into the self-mastery process and the know thyself and meditation and learning to control myself and my emotions. And that's where, you know, we talked about there is no emotion, there is peace. So you guys know that's my favorite version of the code, being one of a couple of different codes out there. But that's really where I started to master these concepts. Now, of course, it is a journey for the rest of your life. And one is never really truly a master of them. So let me just lay that out now before y'all take that sound clip and do whatever. But I suppose it's changed my life in that way. Now, of course, I did go through quite a bit of trauma in my late teens, early 20s. And the Jedi Path really helped me through all of that because it reminded me to recenter and it forced me to sit down and open up my Pandora's box and really look at everything that I would call a demon and face it head on. Now, again, it's not about forgiveness for stuff, but it's about acceptance. And, I hope he's heard this spiel before a few times, I think. It's about acceptance and learning to accept what has happened, good and bad. So everyone thinks that, you know, oh, well, this terrible thing happened to me. And they live in this mentality that just consumes itself over and over and over in darkness. But one of the things that really helped me that the Jedi Path helped me was acceptance. Like, yeah, okay, I accept that this terrible tragedy happens to me. I don't agree with it. I don't forgive it or whatever, but I have to accept it. And so I guess it's probably the biggest way that it's changed me. So, yeah, there you guys know a little bit more about War Beauty. All right, what about Mr. Opie McLeod?
How has the Jedi Path changed my life? And I would say it's changed my life pretty drastically from the course it was set on, which similarly, the Jedi Path, no matter where you take it from, no matter where you get your inspiration from, no matter what point you take it up, if you look at the fiction, if you look at the inspiration, and then you seek to follow it in your life, honestly, it'll all lead you to the same place and the same ideals. Acceptance is peace, knowledge over ignorance, all these things, harmony with the world around you. These are all just kind of core, what we consider truths in our path. And for me, likewise, I was a teenager when I discovered it. That was a little bit earlier than 2004.
not a little bit, but a little bit more.
It was about it was about a decade before. I was a young teenager, and I found more or less a role-playing community that was starting to explore the ideas of, if I role-play my character in real life, you know, where does that lead me? Why can't I do these things? Why can't I do meditation? Why can't I show patience? Why can't I approach the problems that I face in real life as I would a Jedi that I role-play? And so at the time, I was living a rather directionless. I'm sure you got the context from that, because, you know, connecting the dots. All right. So I was living a very meandering life at my whims, and I was not always with the right crowds and not always supporting and hanging out with the right people, and I found myself in a lot of problems. And then when I found the Jedi path, I erroneously thought that being a Jedi meant being in those dirt situations, getting your up to the elbows in the dirt, in the muck, to help people, because that's where the Jedi could do the most good. But that means you are in bad situations with bad crowds, in bad places, and doing bad things, because you don't get to be a good guy in bad places. That doesn't work out. You have to earn respect, and you have to earn your place, and you have to earn your right to hang out in those places, and that means doing things you don't want to do. So if I hadn't found the Jedi path, if I hadn't adhered to the Jedi path, not the community, not any of that, not even my own misconceptions about it, but the path itself, the philosophy, without that, I would either be in prison or dead. Those are my two options. And those are backed up by the people that I grew up, most of them either being in prison or dead. So for me, it changed how I viewed life, how I looked at life, what I wanted to get out of life. It challenged me throughout my life. It continues to challenge me to this day, because it is self-reflection. It's self-honesty. You have to be willing to look at the dark places within yourself. That's what ignorance is. That's what the dark side is. It's those dark places that we're kind of scared of our inside of us. We're scared of our past, or we're scared of these things that challenge us. And so we don't shed the light of knowledge and honesty and self-reflection on those places. And then that messes with how we navigate life. You have to be honest with yourself. And you have to be able to look at these things about yourself, the good, the bad, all of it. And you have to be willing to accept the good as well. That's also a problem. Jedi Path talks about that. Overcome defeatism. Don't just allow negative thoughts and negative self-speaking to overcome your life or disrupt you. You have to be honest with yourself. And that's good, that's bad. And that leads you through the maze of life. And yeah, I would be in some really bad situations. I would have a lot more worse stories than I do, both growing up and then throughout my life, if it wasn't for Jedi philosophy and those core tenets of peace, knowledge, serenity, harmony, and the idea of the Force. Those things were really core to my development as a person and led me to where I am now, which is a good place. Like, I'm good with myself. I'm good with my past. You know, there's mistakes there, and there's some really bad decision making in that, but as you work through that, it helps you lead you to where you want to be, and it leads you to knowing what you want out of life and knowing what you appreciate, and it helps you appreciate where you're at in life and who's in your life, and moments like this where you're sitting on a podcast talking to random faceless strangers on a phone being held up to you. And then the live studio audience that we have here, which are very supportive, wonderful people. Look at these wonderful faces. This is
right. Shout out to our live studio audience.
Woo! Yeah. They are amazing. And this is, yeah. So I'm here, and that's a pretty wonderful thing to be here now. And I like it. and I have the Jedi path, the Jedi philosophy to a credit to it. And no matter where you look, no matter where you turn, there's plenty of forks in the road of life, right? When we get in those dark places and we look back and we're like, man, I turned right. Maybe I should have turned left. But that's a whole other road. It's a whole other destination. And so being here now, it's like you really have an appreciation for where you're at and what you're doing and the people that you're sharing it with. And that's a, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, just enjoying life. So set our path, man.
Yeah, that's you guys know I'm huge with Ellie. Educate, liberate, inspire, and empower. And that's what it really comes down to, everything he just said. It's, and that's doing the self-work, too. And we talked about this way early on in the podcast, is looking inward and building your perfect blueprint version of yourself. And that's what it comes down to, is really trying to practice those particular things that he spoke about. You know, and we spoke about the Jedi Code, you guys. It's not, you know, everyone has that crazy misconception that Jedi are these emotionless Vulcan monks, which really cracks me up personally.
It's a misreading. It's something humans do all the time. And you can see it in more topical things that maybe I won't touch on. I don't want to mess up your show. But people add words to very clear things. So the Jedi Code, a great example, the 1987 version of the Jedi Code, right? There is no emotion, there is peace. Pretty simple line, but anytime someone reads it, how do they actually read it or how do they actually look at it? And they always add the words, a Jedi has no emotion, they have peace. And it's like, you're adding words.
That's not what it says.
Right, you're misreading it, so that's going to taint your view and your understanding of the code. That's gonna alter how you perceive it and how you try to embody it when you're at it. You have to take it as is and explore it as it is, not adding your own. Don't add words. That's my lesson.
And there you go, Opie's lesson on the Jedi Code says don't add words, which I agree with. And, you know, we spoke on that, you guys. There is no emotion, there is peace. And that doesn't mean that you're some emotionless AI, robotic, Vulcan nonsense. That's, you know, I told you my particular take on it was I kind of took that as an interesting and unique challenge, is in that I wanted to feel every emotion to its maximum peak. So I had a personal and empathetic understanding of each emotion, both happy and sad, positive and negative. I wanted to take them to their limits because that's how I personally felt that I was going to attain peace, was by having a thorough understanding and a complete knowledge of what it felt like to be in the moment with that emotion happening in real time and how it feels to react out of that particular emotion. And that way, going forward in the future, doesn't taint my reactions, which gives us serenity, which, you know, comes from knowledge. It's, see, you guys, how it's all tied together. I was not kidding you. I was not trying to play any of you when I said that. I know you guys were like, oh, but maybe. No, maybe. It's all one big circular love fest.
Everything is connected in the past. Everything has a spider web that connects to all of them. If you look at the Jedi Circle, a fun exercise you can do is you take apart each of the 25 points and then you draw a line to the ones that you think connect. And by the end of it, you should have a paper just full of messy lines because they all connect to each other in one way or the other. One leads to one thing, one leads to the other. Meditation leads to peace. Peace leads to serenity. Serenity helps you understand harmony, which gives you patience when dealing with this, which allows you to accept accountability, which gives you gratitude for the good moments and blah, blah, blah. Like it all intersects, it all connects. And yeah, to go back to emotions, it is all about equanimity. It's about feeling without being controlled by that feel. Feel openly, deeply, feel those emotions, but that doesn't mean you have to knee-jerk react to them.
But you guys, I also want to put a caveat to that, because self-mastery, it's a lifelong journey, and it's one that, you know, Opie and I are certainly, we are not masters of ourselves. We're very good at it, and we seem very adjusted to it, but it's a lifelong journey. So if you do knee-jerk react to something, if you do feel an emotion intensely, there is nothing wrong with that. And in fact, that's called being human. That's called humanity. It's normal. It's healthy. It is a biological function of being a person. So don't beat yourself up, because that's a big thing I see often, is somebody is trying to, you know, have this level of mastery and they knee-jerk react or they go back into a habit or something happens and then they just beat themselves up and they spiral further downward into sadness, into darkness, depression, into mental health issues. And slip-ups happen, you guys. I mean, nobody's perfect.
The mistake most people make in the path is thinking that it's linear. It's not a linear path. It's not up a ladder. It's not, oh, I've mastered equanimity and peace, so now everything's fine. And then once you make a mistake, you're like, oh, I got to start at the beginning because I suck and I'm horrible. No, it's circular. The path is circular. It's kind of like going through grief. There's steps to grief. That's not a linear process that you feel. That's a circular process. It's going to be repeated, and you're going to face these challenges over and over until you are able to eventually overcome them. That's not going to say that you're never going to face a new challenge that's going to, you know, that you're not going to be able to pass, but that's just more knowledge. That's just more information for you. It's just another chance to learn and grow. There's no failure is completely point of view. It is completely, if you look at success or failure, it really all depends on what you're looking at. Those words are technically meaningless. It's all about your point of view. So if you feel that you've quote unquote failed, it's just a learning experience. It's just a chance to grow from it, be better from it, and move forward. And yeah, it's a linear process. It's not a ladder. You're going to keep going. You're going to face challenges. It's all right.
Yep. Remember, guys, the biggest room in the world is room for improvement. And that's what you should be doing, is improving upon yourself constantly, all the time. And, you know, sometimes we need a break from that. I mean, like, biggest hypocrite in the world right now. I've spent half a coronavirus dissociating at a wall. yeah. So
they call that meditation. It's fun.
The cool kids call that meditation. So you just think, I'm pondering the mysteries of the forest, and they generally start asking more questions and then say, have you seen your therapist yet? And you're like, oh man. no, but it's what Opie said. It's circular. It's not linear. And that's actually really good verbiage that I've been trying to get across, but not quite that way. See, he's so much more eloquent than me.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You should do a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I should join Jedi Realist Radio. Oh.
Don't say that too loud, because then you're going to get a message. but yeah, you guys. So, you know, you hear you have two Jedi telling you how it is from how we learn. And I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but Opie's kind of a knucklehead. I'm sort of perfect, but Opie's definitely a knucklehead.
100%. The reason I know the path is circular is because I've walked that circle quite a few times. It's you will repeat mistakes until you learn the lesson. Believe that.
Yeah, and it sucks. Let's just be real. It really sucks. But I have faith in you guys that you can get through it. And, you know, for all the negativity in the world right now, here's some positivity. You can do it, you guys. I believe in you. You guys know I always tell you I believe in you. And at the beginning of the year, we spoke about goals and goal setting and habits forming and habit changing. And then the world caught fire. And there's a pandemic. And there's all of this, like, apocalyptic nonsense happening in our simulation. And so I think it's an interesting challenge to now look at yourself from back when you were like, oh, New Year's resolution and all these things. You were at the halfway point of the year. Have you been working towards your goals? Have you been doing it? And again, you're only in competition with yourself. So any progress is still progress. Now, don't take that as you're good to go. You mean keep progressing. But also, progress is progress, guys. So take a real deep look at yourself. Have you been progressing? What's the situation? Have you been accomplishing your goals? I haven't been asking that lately because, you know, obviously, well, the whole freaking world is on fire. So honestly, I don't think most of us are accomplishing our goals because, you know, the apocalypse. So, and if this is the apocalypse, I want you guys to be smart out there and go out with a bang, literally. Just die in a glorious fashion.
or, you know, survive in the wastelands and, you know, help build communities and use everything that you've learned on this podcast to re-lead humanity back to an age of non-dickery would be the preference.
Eloquent. Non-dickery.
Yeah. Non-dickery. That's a professional term.
That's what they call it in the pro levels. But yeah, so either way is fine. You know, either path is
sure.
cool.
Sure. You can go chaotic, neutral. That's fine. That's all right, I suppose, you know.
So I don't really have too much time left, but, you know, I hope you guys took something away from this. If you have never heard Opie speak, again, American Jedi, you can hear him talk a lot. It's great.
That is not a great sample of me. So, yeah, or we can just pretend it didn't happen. Either way, it's all good.
Or if you actually want to hear present day Obi, because keep in mind that documentary is aging.
It is 2014 is when it was filmed.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's a little old.
It's a little wild.
But if you guys do want to hear, again, he is the owner, operator, mastermind, and brilliant ruler, leader, dear one, over at Jedi Living, and he has a YouTube channel.
That is true.
What's your YouTube channel?
It is literally Jedi Living.
It's literally Jedi Living.
Yeah.
You guys.
You can find it pretty easy. Or 365 Jedi.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, either one. You'll find me. Because type in Jedi Living on YouTube. You will find me.
Yeah, he does really cool, fun meditation videos with, like, cool Star Wars backgrounds.
Sometimes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he does – oh, he also has an Instagram, which you guys should watch. I watch it.
That's a less Jedi-oriented?
Well, if you just want to hear Opie ranting,
yeah,
sign on to his Instagram. But those are where you can find him. He's awesome. Obviously, you know, he's someone I've looked up to for years in the Jedi community. So you guys have pretty much everything he said, you've heard me say, and we've done lessons on it because he's one of the biggest influences I've had in the community. So there you go. There it is laid out plain and flat for you guys like pita bread.
Thanks for putting all the blame on me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So this has been a hoot.
This has been an experience for sure.
The lady's going to talk to me in a second and she's going to be like 90 seconds and I'm going to jump because every time she says it, it scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, now it's going to scare me.
She hasn't said 90 seconds yet.
Well, when is it going to say it?
I don't know.
No? Never?
It'll be on just 30 minutes.
Yeah, she hasn't said anything. I wonder what she's doing. Maybe I got booked for a longer time. Anyway, I'm ending the podcast here. I love you guys. Don't forget, Ellie, educate, liberate, inspire, empower. Thank you for listening to War Beauty Wednesday. Again, 365 Jedi and Jedi Living for Opie McLeod. Thank you so much for being on my podcast, spur of the moment.
Thank you for having me.
And love you guys. I will see you next week on War Beauty Wednesdays here on Jedi Realist Radio. I am out.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.